Okay, today's daf is a Barzara, daf Samaches, and we continue our discussions of Yoredeya, notes in Tam Lefgam, and related issues. Yesterday we had Tam Ke'ikar as well. I just ended off with a shita that I wanted to tell you the case of the tshuva, the Chacham Svi. The Chacham Svi that we mentioned yesterday about the 12 months is in Simin Ayin Hei. Chacham Tzvi, Ritzvi Ashkenazi, father of Rabbi Yaakov Emden, he writes in Sheila Ayin Hei, he is not as l'chadchila, at least in this tshuva, as he's quoted, but he has a case where somebody used a chametz dika pot 2 years later to cook something on Pesach. Maisa b'kderes barzel shebishlu b'chametz shnasayim yamim kodem Pesach, 2 years earlier, Vaisa Nikiena was clean, v'yacharavar shteishan in bishlu b'Pesach, 2 years later it was used on Pesach. And the question was, do you have to throw out the food? Throw out the food. So, yesh minat talmidim shebikshu le'asor. Some talmidim want an asor, ha'mizbashel be'pesach, which is the kai malon, because we hold, nositam lefkam be'pesach asor. Quotes Ramon, tafmem zayin. So Pesach, we know we have a lot of chumras. We didn't speak about that too much now. But it should be asur b'di'evit even. We pass on the chachilah b'di'evit, as we said yesterday. But maybe by Pesach, we should even asur it. Amarti lohem toim atem. I told them you are mistaken. The im kedivrechem, if you're right, that nositam lefkam is asur, period, by Pesach, af im bishlu b'kedera achas ze elef shanim chametz. V'yachar ka bishlu b'pesach, hi asur atafshil. You have 1,000 years in between. The davar zeh ein da sovalto. It can't be. Logic dictates otherwise. Elavada yishir lo davar. So he comes up with his own shir, not based on any source. He says, in svara, it can't be that even the putrid taste stays in the pot forever and ever. So when does it come out? So aval ha miya yeshli rayas brurus. I have some rayas. De la achar yud beis chodesh mutter. After yud beis chodesh mutter, via efshar, via filu lechadchila. It's possible that even l'chadchila I would allow this. Like it says, chametz shachercha kodem zman u'mutter l'achar zman. If chametz got singed before its time, it can be mutter after. And the Rosh there quotes, afilu b'achilu mutter, tahavi ki afra. He quotes, the slowing has the status of dirt. So obviously, he doesn't have any clear rise to this, but he tries to compare it to certain cases. Sarfa lagamre, shenirwa lakel, v'kuliyama mutter. Okay, this is what the case that he talks about. At the end of the tshuva, he says, v'yavta l'chachila lo mala'ani libi, lahatir lavashel chametz b'kedera, sh'avar la yud beis chodesh. Even though I wouldn't tell you l'chachila to do this in chametz dika kelim, aval b'di eved, mimeni yotza hara'a halacha l'maisa, lahatir atashol sh'rishpashol b'pesach, af l'di dun, t'yasrina nosei alafgam, mishim da'acha yud beis chodesh, leka tam klal. So this is the tshuva. Many after the Chacham Svi use this as I said as a sniff that after Yud Beis Chodesh there's no more taste left. But even in the tshuva, he's not as gung ho about it as we might have expected in terms of saying that there's no. He says if a chametz, I wouldn't rely on it, which means maybe there's something there. Maybe it's just the chumrah, the chametz. But that is the discussion in Simen Ayin Hei.
I'm going to apply any kind of clue.
Right, so it comes, any kind of clay. So it comes up with dishwashers, right? If somebody has a stainless steel dishwasher, the inside, that's not a problem. You can kosher it. But if somebody has a plastic, also we try to say just get new racks. But what if somebody has a porcelain inside, which is more of the old fashioned, or somebody has china, that's where it always comes up. The china shaila. So you have to use base chodesh. Again, it depends on the type of clay. If you use the type of clay you can kosher, then kosher it. Can't hurt. Okay, so we are on the second to last line. We are in the sugya of Nosedam L'Shvach. So we just quoted a Machlokas Tanoim about Nosedam L'Shvach. And we said, Rabbi Meir holds that Nosedam L'Fgam is Aser based on the limud from the Midyanim. Right, you have to kasher the pasuk of the Midyanim, even though they are Nosedam L'Fgam. Rabbi Shimon holds Mutter, what we just discussed, what he does with Rabbi Meir's Makar, but what is his Makar? So second to last line, Rabbi Shimon, my Taima, thank you. Ditanya, lo sochlu kol nevela, do not eat any nevela, don't eat any part of an animal that was not shechted properly, nevela, la gerish erbisharecha, you should give it to the ger, She give it to the gel, Yerushim Sharecha. So we darshin, by the word nevela being next to lager, we darshin, kol haru yelager kriya nevela. Anything that you could give to a ger toshav, as we discussed a couple of days ago. Anything you could give to a ger, that's called nevela. Right? It says, nevela lager. But, shein ru'i lager in a kriya nevela. Once it's not ru'i lager, so then it is not kari nevela. If you remember, this was the raya of the raivid. And so it was also the ra'ah that says, nozitam lavka means inedible. This is one of the rayas, right? We had yesterday the language of eino ne'echeles mipnei zeh. That was one lashon. But then you have this lashon, so just to be objective, these two lines of the Gemara really sound like that shita. That nozitam lavgam says it makes it inedible. That's what those two Rishonim hold. We don't hold that way, so therefore, we have to reinterpret this. Ein ru'i lager, what does that mean? Ein ru'i nevela? So, the Ramban and the other Rishonim say that according to what we hold, that nozitam lavgam, this is the source for it, but here we're talking about not just tam, we're talking about mamasho. We're talking about the item itself. So when it comes to the item itself, it has to become inedible in order for it to lose its iser status. But just nozitam lavgam, it just has to be a pogum taste. So there is related to the, let's just finish and then I'll say something. Rabbi Meir, what is Rabbi Meir who says, Nozitam Lavgam is usur? What does he do with this limud? Hahu limute srucha meikara. This is coming to exclude something that is spoiled originally. Rashi says, an animal that was spoiled while it was alive. The animal was sick. Rashi says, mukachchin. The animal had boils before, while it was alive. So there, that's a case where it would be mutter. Even according to Rabbi Meir, because it never reached the stage of Isser. It never even was Nozitam Lavgam, it was never Roy at all. As Rashi says, Kivan, Bikonim Shabbat Lidei Nevela, Lochal Shem Nevela Leah. It never got the Shem Nevela. For Rib Shimon, and what about Rib Shimon? Back to the Gemara, Srucha Meikara Lot Srichat Biyuta. He doesn't need a source for that. Afra Ba'amahu, that's nothing. It's just dirt. It has the status of dirt. Right? And like the Gemara calls Giranashe in one context, Eitz Ba'amahu. It's a piece of wood. So therefore, he wouldn't even need a source for that. Two of our great achronim discuss this sugya, and they both say a similar idea, but in their own way. We're going to go backwards in history. We'll start with Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim in Hilchos Achalas Asura says the following question. Reb Chaim said, the Rambam says in Perek Yudal, Kol ha'ochlan asura in eino chayav alena shi'ochalas in derech hanoa. So we know the usual rule is, if I eat anything, I have to eat it in the normal way. Derech hanoa asan. Chutz, except for basar b'chalav and kilei akarim. When it comes to basar b'chalav and kilei akarim, those two, even if I consume it shelo kederech, even if I consume it shelo kederech, I'm still chayev by these two. That's the Rambam says. Hare, shimchas achelev v'gabu shucham, if I take chelev, non-kosher fat, and I liquefy it, or I put in something bitter, so into the item. So it's totally really inedible. So if I eat that on patur, but if I put in something bitter into a pot of basa b'chalav or into yayin of kilei akarim, I'm going to be chayif. The Rambam says the shelo kederech achila, you're chayif by kilei akarim and by basa b'chalav. But then he even added here something. Once I say that you're chayiv even shelo kederech, the Rambam says you're going to be chayiv even if it's eino roi lachila. The Rambam puts those two together. So if you're going to be chayiv for a case, basa b'chalav, we have special limudim, that you're going to be chayiv even shelo kederech hana'asan, so it doesn't mean if you eat it in an unusual way, but it means if it is inedible and you eat it, you're still going to be chayiv. Even though it's two different dinim, there's something called Eino Ru'i Lager. That's a din in the Chefsa. And then there's a din of Eino Shalok Kederech Hana'asa, which is more of a din in the Gavra. They go together. That's the Chiddush of the Rambam. That's before Reb Chaim. But Reb Chaim then comes and asks a question. There's a problem. Because if you look by Basa B'chalav and Kilei Akarim, there is a heter of Nosin Tam Lefkam. We pass an Ozam of God by Basa B'chalav is going to be mutter. So ask Reb Chaim 1 minute. Our Gemara. What does our Gemara say? What's the source for Nozitam of God mutter? Eina Ru'i Lager. So Harry asked the Rambam, can Eina Ru'i Lager, the inedibility heter, apply to, not apply to Basa B'chalav and Kilei Akarim, meaning it's usur, even if it's Eina Ru'i Lager? because you don't need Kederach Hadassah. The Rambam puts those two together. Shalom Kederach Hadassah is going to be Usser, and Eidu Rila Ger is going to be Usser, but Nozeh Nav Kam is going to be Mutter. What do you mean Nozeh Nav Kam is based on the head of the concept of Eidu Rila Ger? That's Reb Chaim's Kasha. So he says, what must be the answer? The difference is similar to what we said just now from certain Rishonim, and that is the heter really of it, or when it's still usser, mishum einu ruyu lager, by those two, that's only the mamashu shel isser. If it's mamashu, if the isser is there, that's the chiddush of shlo kederach. If the isser is there, so then, even if it's an edible, so therefore even usser on the tam of gam is going to be usser. But, if we're only talking about tam, says Reb Chaim, tam ki ikker, if we're only talking about tam, that's a different halacha. Tam ki ikker, says Reb Chaim, does not mean like we thought it meant, like Rashi says in Psachim, ki ikaro u'mamasho. It's the same, if the tam is there, what's the chiddush of tam keikar? It's just like mamasho is being there. Says Reb Chaim, no. Tam keikar is a new mechayev. And therefore, there might be different rules when it comes to mamasho and when it comes to tam keikar. And even though eina ru'uya lager does not apply to mamasho of basa v'chalav and kilei akerem, but nosi tam lefgam could apply if it's just the tam. That's the chiddush of Reb Chaim. V'nir olam v'das Rambam. Tiava gav the ikra iser shabas b'chalav v'kelei akerim lo tali b'roi lager mitam makom behatam ki ikra shalahem be'ida shei roi lager. You need shei roi lager for the tam ki ikra shalahem. O mishamach dina but tam ki ikra mitam makom eino ikra dino b'din bito. It's not just that, it's not batel, therefore it's as if the Isser is actually there, but it is a new yisod, as Reb Chaim says, a new chalos din of Tam Ki Iker. That's Reb Chaim's way of saying it. To answer the Kasha on the Rambam, and it was Bechalik between Tam Ki Iker and Amasha. The Chavas Das, which is the Nesivus' commentary in the back of Yeridea, rather, Nesivus wrote the Beis Yaakov on Ksubis, and the Torah's Gittin on Gittin, and the Nesivis on Choshen Mishpat, and he wrote the Chavas Das, Rabbi Yaakov Melissa, he wrote it on Yoredeya. So the beginning of Kuf Gimel, which is the Sugya of Nositam of Gam, says the Chavas Das, and this is quoted very halacha l'maisa. I'll tell you where in a second. Says the Chavas Das, Elavadai, Nevela She'ene Ruyi Lager, V'shalok Derech HaNa'asan. He also talks about the two ideas that Reb Chaim says, but he goes in a different direction. Shrei In Yonehain. Something that's not Ru'uya Lager. He has the question that he's answering, but Argamara talks about Eidu Ru'uya Lager. He says that it's not exactly the same as Shalok Kederach HaNa'asan. Umitrei Kroi Nafki. He's learned that from two different psukin. V'shalok Kederach HaNa'asan means if you eat it in an unusual way. You eat it raw, or you eat it where you mixed in a davar mar, or you eat it at Achila Gasa. V'gufa Isser Lohutar. V'imchazar V'tikno Loha Isser. Fine. You might, Shalok Kederach HaNa'asan, you're not going to be chayav for, but that doesn't change what the chefza is. You're just eating it in an unusual way. If you would then be misaking the chefza somehow, the iser could come back. Chazali isuro delonis batel shem chaylev b'mashu chay u'b'mashu nasal tocha davar mar. It's just you're eating it in a way that's not doesn't make it edible. But when it comes to eino ruyu lager, if something becomes inedible inherently, it can never be chozer v'neir. You can never make that into an edible food again. Ulahachi, and that is why even shalo kederech, aval kishenisraf gufa iser, paka shem ha iser mikol v'chol, umikra achrina denavela. Sheinu ruila ger, b'afilu chazav etikna, but dvar mamatu balam. Even if you're trying to make it edible again, it's not going to be aser. That's the Chavas Das is chilek in the beginning of Siman Kuf Gimel. Unlike that Rambam that Reb Chaim quoted, he's mechalek between shalo kederech and eina ru'uya lager. One's in the maisa, and therefore, if you make the food edible again, it would be usur again. Masha'enki, when it comes to the halacha of eina ru'uya lager. Where does this come up? This comes up, this is one of the sources that deals with gelatin. Gelatin sometimes comes from non-kosher bones. Non-kosher bones of non-kosher animals. The question is, what do you do? But they, a lot of times, it's explained here in the Ma'oris Daf Hayomi, they explain what they do is they pulverize it, they make it a powder, and it's inedible. It's not edible. And then they use it in order to use for the texture of whatever item they're using it for, and that whole kind of holds it together. And at that point, you're going to end up eating it. But poskim say, based on the Chava's Das here, maybe you don't have to be worried about it. We're not paskinic here, but maybe the Chava's Das, you have to be worried. Why? Because once it becomes any ru'il achila, it doesn't matter if you do something afterwards to make a royal achila. Once you make it a royal achila, it cannot become usur again. That is the chiddush of the Chavos Das. Others say maybe the whole idea that the bones aren't considered food. So there's a Rambam that says that in Machalos Asuros. That's another heter. But the Achiezer has a couple of tshuvas about this, and it's Elias, and all the posts can get involved about the status of gelatin. Status of gelatin. Okay, let's continue. You have to read this Gemara and know how it applies halacha l'maisa. It's not just a Talmudic Gemara that has no relevance to us, right? The Chavos Das brings it alive. Weiter. Amar Ula, fourth line. Machlokes, shehishbiach l'besof nifka. The whole machlokes between Reb Meir and Reb Shimon. The machlokes, whether you say no sitam l'fkam is mutter or usser, is only where it first does something good to it a little bit and then makes it pogame. And then ruins it. I will pug in meikaro, different called mutter. But if it's pug in meikaro, if it's start to finish, it makes it, gives it a bad taste, so that even Rabbi Meir would say mutter. Is that really true? Eser of chaga le'ula, yayin shenafel otoch hadashim. If you have wine that fell into lentils, v'chomet shenafel otoch grisim, and you have vinegar that fell into beans, asur, so that's asur, Rav Shimon matir. Rav Shimon says it's mutter. So you see there's a machlokas tanan there, and we assume it's a bad nosetam of gam. Rav Shimon says mutter, and the Tanakama, who is Rabbi Meir Shita, let's assume, says Asur. The Ahacha de Pagame Karahu. Here, it makes it bad for the whole time, Upligi. And you see, there's a machlokas about it. So how could you say the machlokas is only about Shevach, Ula Basof Nifkam? Here is a case of Nifkam Meikaro, and it's still machlokas. So Amar Ula, Chaga lo meida yada, my Kamir Rabbanan. Or if Chaga had no idea what he was talking about. If Chaga didn't know what the Rabbanan said, Tziyufta Kamosiv. He's asking a tiyufta on Rav Chaga. He's asking a tiyufta on this. How come I askina? No. What are we talking about in the Brisa case? Kagon shenafal utol grisin sonanim v'hirticham. It fell. The wine fell on, or the chometz. The vinegar fell on cold grisim, on cold beans, and then you warmed them up. Nasa, as we had yesterday. Nasa kamisha shbiach l'basof pagam of aser. So it's kind of, it does, it's a metzias where it does mashbiach it originally, and therefore we say that is a case of machlokas. Shavach l'basof nifka. That is version one. That was Ula. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, v'pogam meikaro machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan says no. Pogam meikaro is a machlokas. What did Rabbi Yochanan mean? Ibailu. V'pogam meikaro machlokas, aval hishbiach l'basof pagam debri akol aser. Is this to tell me, does Rabbi Yochanan mean the only machlokas is where it's pogam totally, but if it enhances it originally, everybody would agree that it's aser? O Dilma, bein bazu machlokas. Or do we say that Rabbi Yochanan is saying even this case, but really both cases are machlokas? So no answer. Give and take. Mar doesn't answer it. Amr of Amram. Rav Amram says, Efshar Isa lahal de Rabbi Yochanan, v'lo tanya lo b'masisan. Is it possible that we ha Isa, there is a source that backs up Rabbi Yochanan, and we don't have it anywhere in the Mishnah? It's gotta be somewhere. It's gotta be somewhere that we have it. So, hafokhba vafokhba, and nafak dakva ashkach. He went out and he found it. He found a Mishnah that relates to this issue. Titzan. The Mishnah says in Meseches Arla, Zroim has a lot of Yaradeya issues. We think Zroim, what does Zroim have to do with us? A lot of Mishnahis in Zroim. We've had the past couple of days. We had Mishnahis and Arla and Kilayim, Demai. So a lot of Mishnahis and Zroim have Yaradeya issues. So the Mishnah says here, Sa'or shel chulin, should not fall atocha isa. You have yeast of chulin. Why is it important that it's yeast? Because the item that's falling in can cause, even though it's not a taste issue, but it's an affecting issue. It could affect the item. It could cause it to rise. Sa'or of chulin that fell into an isa. V'yesh bo kedei lahachmitz. And it has enough power in it. Enough rising, causing it to rise power in order to cause the dough that it fell into to rise. V'hechmitza. And it caused it to rise. V'yachar kachnafal sa'or shel truma. Or sar shall kill a karam. And afterwards, Shuma fell in, or kill a karam fell in. Why do we keep talking about kill a karam? Because if you remember, that's also very chomer. Kilei Kerem is the only kilayim that's usur ba'hana also. It's different than kilei zrayim. The only edible kilayim. I mean, shanis is also is usur to wear. Hanas levisha. But kilei Kerem is usur, and therefore, and we know it's usur even more that regular bittul rules don't apply to kilei Kerem. Right? It's it needs more to be mevatel it. So, the Mishnah says, if a sa'ar of chulin fell in, and it became, it rose, and then a sa'ar of chumar kelai karen fell in, v'yesh bo k'de lahachmitz, and it also has enough k'de lahachmitz in it, asur, the Tanakh says it's asur. Even though it was basically, you know, it caused it to rise, earlier, but still, it's going to be asur according to the Tanakh Kama. Why? Because we assume, even though it's just gonna ruin it now, still no selam of gam. It's going to be usher. Reb Shimon Matir. Reb Shimon says, no, it's mutter, because what's that going to do? Right? It was already, it's going to cause it to rise even more than it should, and it's going to ruin it. Ivi ahacha de pagame karo, pligi. Oh, this is a machlokes about pagame karo. So doesn't this prove Reb Yochanan over Ula? Right? Because here there's a machlokes about pagame karo, because when it fell in already, it was already totally risen, the dough, and therefore it doesn't do it any good. So I'm Reb Zeru now. That case is different. Shiny Isa, the case of the dough is different. Why? Hoel v're'uya l'chamea ba kama isos acheros. You're right. This new yeast that's falling in there is going to ruin this item, but then this item will become inedible, but it will have so much power in order to be used as yeast to cause other doughs to rise. So you're right. It's not going to taste good, but it's still going to give you anah, so that might make it different. Because it's usable to cause other things to happen in other cases, so that is why it might not be called Nosein Tam Lufgam or Pagomei Karo. So you can't bring any rayas from here. And this Gemara, among others, is also important. Rav Shachter discusses this Gemara in his, he had a landmark article many, many years ago about enzymes. Enzymes, kashrus of enzymes. It was originally printed in the Masora Journal, but then he has it here in Ikvei Atzon, which is more of his Halacha L'Maisa articles. Hishtavshus be'enzymes, lahachanas ma'achalam k'sherim. Simen Chav Zayin. So there he discusses all these sugyas, or L'Maisa, something that is not edible, but it could cause other things. Right here, it's Roy L'Chamea b'chamisos acheros. Yeast is not edible, but it has an effect on whatever you put it into. So do you say the same rule by enzymes? Enzymes are also, they're tiny, the chemicals inside cause reactions to occur. It causes items to stay longer, right, to stay fresh longer, whatever the case is. But he has a long article here about this issue, and do you use our Gemara here, do you use it, halacha l'maisa, that it qualifies as something that could be yasser. Garam lahachmitz, he quotes here, Menehachrach sarach lomar, one of the lines, Temeachrach shachidkem eidam nirin la'ayim, since the chemicals inside are not visible, alkeim eidam nidonim kitvarim nefradim in asar. So you can't say that they have their own status if they're not visible. They have to be judged by what they are contained in. And therefore, the item that is contained in causes a chemical reaction that occurs to the item that it's put into, so then it might have the status of something that you have to contend with. Again, that's what his long discussion here in Simon Chav Zayin and Ikvei Atzon. Anybody is interested in that topic about enzymes. Okay, so we have gelatin, we have enzymes. Fifth to last line, Tashma. Again, we're trying to prove. What is the halacha with Rabbi Yochanan and Ula? Do you say the machlokas is only by Shevach first, or even Pagamei Karo. So we have a Brisa. Let's keep in mind that there are going to be four lines in this Brisa. Four lines. Keep that in mind. Line one. Sa'ar shel truma v'shel chulin shenafalu l'toch ha'isa. Right. The first case of the Brisa is you have Sa'ar of truma and chulin that fell into the isa. Bazeka de l'achmas and bazeka de l'achmas. They each have enough power in order to cause it to rise. They both fell in simultaneously. The chimsu, and together they caused it to rise. Usser, that is usser. That is usser because we assume that it had an effect. Reb Shimon matters even in that case, as we'll see, because the end result of they're both doing it together is pagmuha. It's going to be pogemid, and therefore it's also down lefgam, which is going to be mutter. We'll see. So that's case number one, where they both fall in at the same time. Case number two. Nafel shel truma tchila. Truma fell in first. So they're very called aser. That's for sure aser, because the yeast of the truma fell in aser to what? Aser to a yisrael, we're talking about here. A Kohen can eat it, it's Truma. But if it's Truma fell in first, that makes it Usser. Case number three, Nafal Shel Chulin V'Achar Kach Nafal Shel Truma. The opposite case, Chulin fell in first and then Truma fell in. O Shel Kilay Akarim, or Kilay Akarim fell in second, Usser. For Shimon Matir. So there, the mayor, the Tanakama, holds Usser even in that case. Rav Shimon knows Mutter. So far those are three cases. Just outside, just to keep in mind, to remember for Amid Beis. Case one, they both fell in at the same time. Case two, the Chulin fell in first. Case three, the Truma fell in first. Those are the three cases that are discussed. Case one and three are Machlokas. The middle case is, everybody agrees, Usser. Says the Gemara, V'yahacha, this case is similar to Pagamei Kara, Upligi. Look, the case is Pagamei Kara. Let's see the original case. It's Pagamei Kara, and therefore you see there's still a Machlokas about it. How could there be a Machlokas? Or even the third case. So, V'chitei Mahachanami Kidder Rebbe Zera. And if you want to say, give the same answer as Rebbe Zera gave before, that so what is going to cause it to become too risen, but still you could use it, L'chamea Isa Zacheros. So, if you want to say that, so then Tashma Seifa. But then the fourth case of the Brisa is, can still be a Raya. Why? Because the fourth case says, Hayai Yishanafa. So the first three cases were about Sa'or. The fourth case is about Yayin. Hayai Yishanafa Lotoch Adashim. Wine falls into Adashim. V'chom Yishanafotoch. Grisim Aser Rib Shimon Matir. We quoted this before. V'yahachanami Tepagamekara Pligi. See here too. It's a case of Pagamekara. And they argue. V'chitei Machanami Gidashari Le Ulo Rebbe Chaga. You want to give the same answer we give it on an Aleph? How Ula told Rabbi Chaga that it was no Raya, because it's a case of Kihishbiachol B'sopagam. It was cold lentils, it was cold beans, and therefore it's Mashbiach first. But Umi Pligi Kihishbiachol B'sopagam? But what do you mean? Is there really Machlokas in that type of case, where it's Shevach first, V'haktani, but in case number three, we have, or case number, what was the first case? Where Truma fell in first, case number two, V'haktani, what's the place? V'aktani nafal shel truma tchila divrei kol aser. So you see from case two that hishpiach al basof nifkam, because you're gonna, the other one's going to fall in, we say there's no machlokas there. Everybody agrees aser. So you can't say that case four is a case of shevach al basof nifkam, because where there will be a machlokas. Because case two already told us that hishpiach al basof nifkam, everybody agrees aser. So therefore case four must be taken literally, where it's pagamei karo, and therefore that's our raya. Elav shmamina, bepagamei karo machlokas, shmamina. It must be that Rabbi Yochanan's right, Ula is wrong, because we have a raya from this brisa. Fine. Period. So now the Gemara says, Hani Tlasi Bababi Diktani Lamali. What do you need all three cases in the brisa for? What's the problem with that question? There are four cases in the brisa. What do you mean, what do you need all three cases in the brisa for? So the Rishonim here struggle to figure out which case is left out and why. What do you mean three cases? Which case? So first, Rashi and Tosfos say the Tlasi Bavi here is 1, 2, and 4. 1, 2, and 4. That's the Tlasi Bavi here. Because case three is just an application of a previous other principle. Why? Again, case one was discussed here. Case one is where they both fell in at the same time. Case two is where the Truma fell in first. Case four is the wine case. But the third case of the, what? The case of Chulin falling in first, so that is a case of Hishpiach Lubasof Nifkam, so you don't need a separate case for that. That's Rashi at Tosfos. See, Rashi says it on the first, last wide line. Nofash Hashuma Tchilo, Baba de Seifa, Yain Lshavadol Chadashim. Mitziyasa Nami, Hashmina, Hishpiach Lubasof Pagam, Devere Kol Aser. You don't have to say that case. Tosfos says it explicitly. Fahani Tlasi Bavi, second Tosfos. Tarti de Saor, Vahachti Yain. Shavuot Chadashim. Two of the cases of sar and one of wine. V'yavagav de besar ika trei bavi nafal shal truma tchila v'nafal shal chulin tchila shavayu chashav luchada. Those counted as one. De mishum nafal shal truma tchila misayim lefrushi nafal shal chulin tchila. It's really the same type of lashmina dafilu pogam meikar kasser tadakama. They're working together. Okay, fine. Tosfos Rid says I don't like it. 1, 2, and 4. No, it's 1, 2, and 3. It means the three sar cases. At least that the one with the wine. That's it. Some of the three sar cases. Tosa Bavi Gabi have gave sa'or. But the case of the wine, Shavuot Tochanavim, Asis Ligaluye, Hakta Sa'or, Lotema Taimekadreb Zera. You know what? The fourth case is Shabbos coming to tell me exactly the proof that we just said. We need the fourth one to be Megala, but it's not telling me any new rule. And therefore, it's really talking about the first three cases, which seems to fit better and smoother into the Gemara. So anyway, what do we say here?
And the third is the biggest finish for the one that says it's Osir, because it's the Chulin one.
According to the third one, where the Chulin falls in first,
it's not just an
even that's going to be right. That there's a Machlokas there, that's the Chiddush. I mean, that was the Raya. Right, that was the Raya. Correct. I mean, that's what you have to say, that it's an extension. That's what Rashi had to say. It's an extension of case two. So, Hanan tells me, Babi Diktani Lamalis. What do you need all three cases for? So, here we go. Bish, Lama, Baba, the Seifa, Kamashman, the Pogam, Mekar, Machlokas. The case of the Seifa, you have to teach me. What's the case of the Seifa? The case of the wine, to teach me that even Pogam, Mekar, right? That was the Raya that we brought for Rabbi Yochanan. Mitziyasanami, the middle case also, a case where the Truma fell in first. Let's go with Rashi Shita. Truma fell in first. Hishbiach, Lamasa, Pogam, Devrek, Halasar. To teach me that's also Asar. If it was Mashbiach first. Ela Reisha Lamali, what's the Chiddush of the Reisha? Why? Hashdu Ma Seifa de Lokha Mashbiach Klal. Asri Rabbanan. If case four, the Rabbanan already Asar, in a case of Pagame Karo, Reisha Lokha Mashbiach mi boy. So what's the Chiddush? So Amar Abaya, Reisha L'Reb Shimon Itzrich. Your Reisha is needed for Reb Shimon Shita. Reb Shimon who holds, usually, Nosei Dam Lafgam is what there. Vahachi Kamri Le, Rabbanan L'Reb Shimon. The Rabbanim are talking to Reb Shimon, saying, "Isa zuru ilahachmitz b'shtei shos mi garam l'shdachmitz b'sha'achas iser." What do you mean? The case is they both fell in at the same time. So look, hey, if the truma wasn't here, this would have taken 4 hours to rise. Now it's rising in 2 hours. So what? That it's ending up as ruined, but still it's happening quicker. So it should be aser. So Reb Shimon says no. Kishehishbicho shneim hishbicho kishepagmo shneim pagmo. So what that it caused it to rise, but it also caused it to get ruined. And therefore, both have a little added, it contributed to the Shabbach, but they both also contributed to the Pagam. And therefore, I got old mutter in that case. Finishing up, L'Reb Shimon, L'Tzarev Heter V'Isser, B'Hadi Adadi V'Litzer. 1 second. Why doesn't R' Shimon say the concept of Heter V'Isser being L'Tzarev L'Isser? Why doesn't he answer it? Doesn't he hold to that principle? Right, similar to, I mean, it does. So why does he focus on the pagam? What about on the shevach? Before we continue, Tosfos says maybe Reb Shimon holds like the shitas that we've had in a couple of times in this besechta. Zev v'zeh gorei mutter. Right, we had the sugyas Reb Yossi, other tanaim. Say as Tosfos, who says what, the Gemara says, why does he say mitzarif? Maybe he doesn't hold of it. Tosfos in the Reb Shimon, v'im tomar amaylo tali pluktaya b'zev v'zeh gorei. Getting into the whole sugyas of you think it's a limited machlokas? Maybe this relates to the bit larger issue of zevzeh goreim. Answers Tosfos, a big limit on that whole sugya. V'yesh lomar, tahainu dafka she'ein bazeh kedei lahachmitz v'lo bazeh. You gotta look up in all the sugyas of zevzeh goreim, but Tosfos' suggestion is that whole discussion is only where each one can't do it by himself. Zev is zeh goreim. Remember we had this by the using Avodah Zarah for fertilizer, right? I crush it up and I throw it to the wind. Maybe somebody might find it. So I have to be worried about Zev is zeh goreim. Says Tosfos, the only discussion of Zev is zeh goreim is where each one cannot do it by themselves and they do it by themselves. And they cannot do it, and therefore they do it together. That's where we say, oh, do we say Zev zeh goreim is aser or mutter? Where one of the causes is mutter, one of the causes is aser. That's the machlokas. But if each one can exist by itself, everybody agrees aser. That's how it says chiddush. Avo kishiyesh b'kol echad kedei lahachmitz ein shayech zeh v'zeh goreim v'yafilu man d'shari hasam asar hacha. Where do we have such a similar concept? Where does Tosfos get this from? Where do you get this from? So maybe he gets it from Hilchos Shabbos. Hilchos Shabbos, we have the halacha by malacha. If two people do a malacha, shnayim shesohu, the halacha is pater. If they each could have done it. If yesh bazeh v'yesh bazeh, we know if two people, if we carry out a pencil together to the street, and there's no eruv, so we are pater. I, it's darai, so we carry something out, but no, it's shinui. If two people carry, shnayim shesohu is pater. If we both carry a couch outside, that each of us cannot do it, so then we are chayiv. because each of them could it, so we're really combining to do a full-fledged malacha, and therefore, chayim. So maybe that's where Tosafot gets it from. Doesn't quote it, but maybe that's where a parallel, at least on a Daraisa level, a parallel where we have two ingredients to something, two contributors, and there's a chiluk between if they each could do it themselves, or they can only do it together. Maybe that's where Tosas gets this idea from. But that's Tosas' limit. Why don't we say Rav Shimon holds Zev as a Gorim is Mutter? No, because everybody would agree in this case is Aser, because each of the ingredients could do it, each of the ingredients cannot do it by themselves, and therefore they would Aser here. Fine, so that's back to the question. So Gemara says, maybe Rav Shimon is of the opinion, or why isn't he of the opinion that you could combine to get an Aser? So, Rav Shimon l'taimei, Rav Shimon is l'shita, so da'amar, first let's read our Gemara as the pshuto shel our Gemara. What does our Gemara say? V'yafilu isser v'isser namilu mitzarfi. Rav Shimon never has any isserim that are mitzarif. Forget isser v'heter. Even two isserim cannot be mitzarif. Ditznan, the Mishnah says, an arlo. Ha'arlo v'kilei akar mitzarfin. What if two different isserim fall into a mixture? But each of them is not enough to Aser, but together it is. So the Tanakhama says they're Mistarif, Arle Kile Akarim. Reb Shimon Omer, Ain Mistarfin. So you see, Reb Shimon says every Isser stands on its own. And therefore, of course, Isser and Heter cannot combine. You would never say the principle of Heter Mistarif Le Isser according to Reb Shimon. So therefore, it must be even, that's why even two Isserim cannot combine. So surely Isser and Heter cannot combine. This is our Gemara here. If you look in Tosas quotes the Gemara in Me'ila. The Gemara in Me'ila says, what is going on here? Well, quoting Reb Shimon as saying that, no, two Isurim can't combine. You remember we had Reb Shimon in Maseches Makos? Reb Shimon in the Mishnah in Makos says, he rejects the whole idea that there are any Shi'urim when it comes to, for Isurim. Even if you eat a Kol Shehu, says Reb Shimon, you're going to get the Avera. Maybe you need a Shi'ur for Malkus, for Onesh. But Reb Shimon was the Shita outfit back in Maseches Makos that said, Kol Shehu. So what are we talking about here? That, oh, Reb Shimon says they're not Mitzarif. You don't need them to be Mitzarif. But you don't need any Shiurim. The Gemara asking me, Ilo Daf Yud Ches. So you know what the Gemara answers there? The Gemara answers there, you're right. What Reb Shimon means in that Mishnah of Ein Mitzarifin, Ein Srichin Lehitztarif. You don't need them to be Mitzarif because you don't even need a Shiur. That's what the Mishnah really means. So the question is, our Gemara is not using it that way. Doesn't sound that way. That's Tosfos Kasha. Tosfos quotes that Gemara Me'ila, the fourth line of Tosfos, and he says, "Ain't Sricha Letzarif Pirish to Bekal Shunami Mechayev." So the Gemara Me'ila says, "What does this Mishnah mean that they're not Mitzarif? You don't need them to be Mitzarif because Reb Shimon says even if you eat a morsel, the whole idea of Kizai is you don't need according to Reb Shimon. V'Hacha Mashma Deim Mitzarif and Mamish." And here it sounds like, no, it means they're not mitzarif. It sounds like you need a shear, but they're not mitzarif. What's the difference? Says Tosfos, the difference is, are we talking about ba'en, or are we talking about a mixture? When does Reb Shimon say that you don't need a shear? That's if you eat the item ba'en. That's Reb Shimon Shita. If you eat arla, if you eat kelei akarem, then you don't need any shearim. The second that it falls into the mixture, so then Reb Shimon agrees you need an amount. And then Tosfos says, after all, are you going to tell me that Reb Shimon doesn't hold of any of the halachas of Bittel? When would you ever have to be mevatel something according to Reb Shimon? Well, the whole halachas of Bittel, you learn it out from Psukim. Acher Amlahatos, Bittel Moro, Bittel Bashishim, all those Sukkis and Shas, Reb Shimon argues? Look at Tosfos. Look at the second wide line in Tosfos. The whole Tosfos is about this. But the second wide line in Tosfos. The im lo kain lo timsa shum bita lo Reb Shimon. Lo barov, v'lo b'shishim, v'lo b'masayim. What, all those halachas are thrown out the window according to Reb Shimon? Can't be, says Tosfos. It must be Reb Shimon's whole chiddush in the Mishnah Makis is only if you have the item ba'en. It's not mixed into the mixture. Elevadai be'isim ur be'heter moder Reb Shimon kid epi rashti. Aval hecha de lo shayach bita. Okay. Okay, fine. But that is a very important sheet that we didn't say this when we learned Makas. We just learned this huge chiddush of Reb Shimon. You don't need shiurim. Tosfos is having a big limit on that sheet. That sheet only means when you're eating the item as is. If I eat a tiny amount of kilei akarem, I already violate this with daraisa. Not chasi shir. We paskin chasi shir with us in the Torah anyway. Reb Yochanan Reish Lakish and then the last parak in Yuma. But that's al chasi shir. Reb Shimon says, no, it is the shir because there is no shir. Right, he rejects the chatzishir sugya. But it doesn't reject the whole bitul sugya sistosis. The second it gets mixed into something else, so then we say that he also requires a shear. That's how you put our Gemara with Mi'ila. Mi'ila is talking about where there it's not mixed in, and our Gemara is talking about where it is mixed in. Good. Next sugya. Yeah.
The proof from Rav Shimon is where you don't have enough shear of Arla or Kilaikarab.
Right, you don't have Arla or Kilaikarab separately.
You don't have a shear separately.
Correct, you don't have a shear separately.
But our case is you have enough shear of Chulin and Truma each to be Lahachmet.
But I guess they're comparing it either, at least on the level of they're both contributing. They're both contributing, and therefore, if he combines it in one place, he should combine it. If he doesn't combine it in one place, he should combine it in the other place. But you're right. Our case might be a little different because our case is Yesh Bokadei Lahachmet each one, and there it's not. Correct. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Hahu Achbura, Dunafa Lachavita Shechra. There was a mouse. A mouse fell into a barrel of beer. And throughout the ages, there seems to be a common occurrence. Right? There seems to be, wasn't as much guards or covers weren't as good in the olden days. But a mouse fell into a barrel of beer. And Asri Rav Lahu Shechra, Rav Asard. The mouse was taken out.
It's cold.
What? Ah, was it cold? What are we talking about here? Cold? Hot? So Tosa says, if it's cold and you took the mouse out, then there's no taste transfer. So what are we talking about? And beer's usually not hot. So Tosa says, it must be kavush. It must have been in the beer for 24 hours. And we paskin, kavish kemevushal. That's Tosas. That's Tosas Shita. Kavish kemevushal. The rush, he said the same thing as Tosas, but he just has a great line. He said, it's cold? What do you mean it's cold? If it's cold, it should an aser. Who said it does an aser? Who said? Haman! You mean Haman? Remember Haman by Tilda Achashveiro? She says, if a fly falls into the wine, they'll take the fly out and drink it. If we touch the wine, this nation, they'll throw it out. What a crazy nation. They're such a biased and bigoted nation. But what do you see from that line in Mitzvah's Megillah? That if a fly falls in, you can take it out and drink it. So if a mouse falls in, you take it out and drink it. So the Rush says, I can't be talking about something cold. So the Rush says, it must be talking about a case of kavush, meaning 24 hours, and we pass in kavush kemavush. As we mentioned, let's say I have chicken soup in a plastic container, and the chicken soup stays in the container for 24 hours. It's cold, from start to finish. The halacha is that that plastic container now has the status of a fleshik plastic container. Because kavush kemavush, it's in there for 24 hours. So, says the Gemara, there was a mouse that fell into a barrel of beer and it was in there for 24 hours. Asrei Rav Liahu Shechra. So Rav Asard. Amr Rabbanan Kamei de Rav Sheshes. The Rabbanan said this statement of Rav in front of Rav Sheshes. Neima Kasav Rav Sitam Lefgam Asar. Wow. Does Rav Sheshes hold like Rabbi Meir? No Sitam Lefgam is Asar? You took out the mouse. So all the time, but a mouse gives off a good taste. Right, it's those other gobs. And why does Rav Asar it? So Amelu Rav Sheshes, no. Be Almas Rav Arav, no Zalav Gam Mutter. Maybe Rav holds no Zalav Gam is Mutter. The Hacha Chidishu. But here's the Chidish, why? Viafilo Mimis Mois, Ubedili Yitshimine, Viafilo Hachi Asri Rachmana. Hiltach, no Zalav Gam Nami Asar. What exactly does that mean? Let's translate it and then we'll figure out what it means. Here's a chiddush because it's disgusting and people don't eat it anyway. And still the Torah assert it. So it must be no sin on the time of Gam is assert. What does that mean? Rashi says, Tosas argues, but Rashi says, people aren't going to eat this anyway. People don't eat mice. So why does the Torah have to assert mice? It must be to teach me, see, Rashi says, the hamimis, ubalab asar badilan inshibinei. Even without the assert. Volamalid the asar achman ale. Why does the Torah have to assert it? It must be to teach me the chiddush, that not only the item, but even though it's even nosin tam lefgam is going to be usser. That's the chiddush.
That's to say that nosin tam lefgam in other cases should be
mutter. Oh, so is that, or Tosa even has a better kasha, or a different kasha, should say better. Tosa asks, what do you mean? There are a lot of isurim that people aren't going to eat anyway. What about dam? There's a whole chazal by dam. What does it say by dam? People aren't going to eat it anyway, but the Torah, chaz de Hashem, Torah gave us an extra mitzvah. We're not going to eat it anyway. Torah makes it in an aveira. To say that not only are you going to stay away from it, I'm going to give you an aveira for staying away from it. What does Rashi mean? Just because people aren't going to eat it, but it's not usher. It's not an aveira. An aveira, so you have to figure out Rashi a little bit. But Tosfos has a little different shot. But Tosfos says, no. People are going to stay away from it. What does that reflect? It reflects that this isser isn't about a good taste. Right? The fact that it tastes, people stay away from it, that behavior reflects that it's a bad taste, and yet the Torah answers it, so it must be that this Isser has nothing to do with taste. And that's why Nosa Dem Lefgam is still going to be Usser by it. So Tosis gives it a little more lumbus. Rashi, we gotta work a little more for Rashi. What does Rashi mean? He can't just mean, we're gonna stay away from it anyway. Maybe we're gonna stay away from it anyway, and therefore, he's saying not only is when the Torah says that it itself is Usser, but even its taste is gonna be Usser, then you gotta work for Rashi. But that is what they suggested why Rav said it was Usser. The Ritva here has an important ha'ara. The Ritva says, what about the concept of birya? The Ritva says birya only applies when it's there, not just the taste of birya. So that's an important, by the taste of birya, we say it can be batel. A birya is not batel. But a taste of birya can be batel, batel b'shisha. Vaiter, omrulei rabbanan l'rav sheshes, elameata, litame yatlach v'yavesh. Rabbanan say to rav sheshes, 1 minute. So you should say, a little bit more. Elameata l'tami lach v'yavish. You're telling me that Nosa Dem Lefgam doesn't make a difference, and even if it's disgusting, it's usser. So therefore, you should say even if it's dried out. Elametzran matamun lach v'tamun yavishin. We know the Mishnah says in Nida that these items are only make you tame after they recently died, where they're still moist. After they get totally, after a sheretz gets totally dried out, it's like nothing. It's not going to make you tame, and therefore we're comparing Hilchas Tumah and Hilchas Isser. So if you say Nosa Dem Lefgam is going to be Usser, so too if it's totally dried out. Says the Gemara, no, Ula Tameich, according to your reasoning, Shechvazera Tatame Lach V'Yavesh. Shechvazera as well. If it's not totally on any kind of taste, even if it's dried out, Shechvazera should be Matame. Alam Matzah, but we learned, Matame Lach V'Yavesh and Yavashin. But you see, even Shechvazera, it's only Matame when it's Lach. Elmayis Lachol Meimar, so what's the answer there? Shechva Zera Amrachmana, Biru'uya Lazria. The definition of Shechva Zera is when it's moist, because Ru'uya Lazria. That's the definition of the item. Hachnami Bemosam Amrachmana, Kein Mosam. Also, it says Bemosam, it's defined as the item right after it died. And therefore, after it's dried out, it's not Bemosam anymore. It's nothing. And therefore, it's going to be Mutter. So Nosa Dem Lefgam is going to be Usser, but if it's totally dried out, it's going to be Mutter. So we'll get to a little bit tomorrow, Ru'uya Lahazria, talk a little bit more about that. But just one Ha'ara I saw in here in the Ma'oris Hadaf, the paper that I put out, it talks about, is one allowed to drink water from an aquarium, from a fish tank? Is that water Usser Mishum Kavush? The fish have been in there for 24 hours, by the case of the mouse. I don't know why anybody would be wanting to drink that, but does it have the status? So he suggests here that from a Maharam Shik, in the Tshuva, he says it could be that the concept of kavish is only items that are not usually in water. But if you have marine animals, so that might not asser it, because they're supposed to be. They don't give off taste in Mayim because they're used to it. They live there. That's their teva. So it could be that marine animals do not have the status. Don't give this taste of kavash. Okay. Anyway, that's just a ha'ara talking about items that animals that were soaked in drinks. We'll continue as of tomorrow, a little bit at the end, and then get into more issues of tomorrow. We talk about Yotzei v'Nichnas, the concept of shmira that a Jew has to have in cases of Yayin Nesach. Okay, we'll stop here. Parsha Shir should be hopefully be up on and Beshem will continue.